This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. There's five quick subjects we'll cover this morning. First, the markets and the treasuries. Second, COVID numbers. Third, private equity, a couple things in private equity. Fourth, some other news about the United Arab Emirates oil facilities and what's going on with oil prices. And then fifth, some miscellaneous concepts. So let me go from there. And thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. First, in the markets, here's what we're seeing. All the major indexes down to start the day based on inflation and Fed fares. First, the S&P down right now at about 1.3%, the Dow down 1.46%, the NASDAQ down 1.15%. The flip side of that is that the Treasury yields are significantly up. The 10 years at 1.84, that's the highest level in 2 years. The same with the two-year Treasury, which is up to 1.026, again, its highest level in 2 years. So the market's sort of reacting to Treasury fares, Fed rate fares, and inflation fares, and falling based on those fares. Second, COVID numbers. Hospitalizations are close to 156,000. Deaths are close to 2,000 a day. Recently, at least in November, hospitalizations were 42,000. So they're up literally four times as much as they were just a couple months ago. The dean of public health at Brown, who's widely quoted, Ashish Jha, says he expects these numbers to get substantially higher. Also in COVID news, tennis great Novak Djokovic is likely to be banned from the French Open too for not being vaccinated. He was recently just banned from playing in the Australian Open. The other thing is he, Rafael Nadal, and Roger Federer are all tied to 21 Grand Slam victories. Simply ridiculous and amazing how many Grand Slam victories these three guys have. And Djokovic still vying to become the all-time leader in Grand Slam victories. These two challenges, not being able to play in the French Open, not being able to play in the Australian Open, will set back that quest for greatness, but amazing greatness by Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer. The third thing we'll watch today, private equity side, just another recap of one of the great private equity funds. KKR itself has a market capitalization of nearly $40.6 billion with assets under management of $459 billion. What's interesting about this is we talked about Apollo yesterday, which is a market cap of $51 billion or so and a little bit higher assets under management, but not that much. It also has the private equity business of KKR, where Apollo is heavily in private credit, private debt, KKR is less or so, $185 billion in private credit and $38 billion in real estate. Some of the financial analysts believe that KKR itself is overpriced. KKR, of course, you know, is famous for one of the early, early huge private equity funds made famous by the movie Barbarians of the Gates, and just really fascinating. The fourth thing we're following this morning is United Arab Emirates oil facilities were hit by a Houthi-backed, you know, attack, a terrorist attack. That's an Iran-backed group. This has driven oil prices to a 9-year high. The deadly drone strikes on UAE raised Gulf tensions, roiled the oil market. Excuse my typos in the related LinkedIn post. Finally, fifth, one of the fascinating books I've read so far this year is Don't Choke by Gary Player. Gary Player is sort of an inspirational character in that he's 86 now. He was known after his golfing career as Mr. Fitness. And some of his concepts in his book are constantly keep on setting goals throughout your life, small and big goals, to keep yourself excited. Never stop. Never give up. Don't compare yourself to what you accomplished earlier. Compare yourself to what you're accomplishing today. And then a big, big premium on physical fitness and mental health as part of staying sort of healthy and young and engaged in the world. So really an inspirational character. In any event, those are five of the stories we're following this morning. Again, follow us on LinkedIn or follow the post. Excuse a couple of typos on the post. I'm also thrilled to see that we passed, you know, 1 million downloads on the Becker's Private Equity Podcast. And thank you to Jeremy Corr for all his help there. Just terrific work by him and his team. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.